In continuing to discuss the halachas of Rubik Akulai, the Chassam Sofer in that shuva that we quoted before, Aruchayim, Simen Kuf Mem, says that we only speak about Rubik Akulai in a situation of Rubai Mitoch Kulai, where we have the entire required shear, and now if we have roiv, that's going to be acceptable. That means, example, the halacha is by dalek koises, by kiddush, you have to have a kois that contains a reviz. That doesn't mean you have to drink the entire reviz. If you drink roiv reviz, the halacha is that you're okay. But that doesn't mean you could start with a roiv reviz. You have to start with a reviz. After you start with a reviz, roiv tells us that Rubik Kekulai, that even if you just drank roiv of that reviz, it's acceptable. But you have to start with the entire shear. And Rav Shlomo Kluger actually speaks about this at greater length. He says, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Hei Amud Beis teaches us Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, all of these are Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Ask the Gemara, Shiurim, K'tan L'Bakro, why does the Gemara say that the Halach of Shiurim, the very Shiurim, are Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, they're a Pasuk? Asks Rav Shlomo Kluger, what's the Gemara's question? That if I didn't have the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, I would think that Rubik Akulai. And that's why I need the Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai to tell us that you don't say Rubik Akulai when the Torah says a shear, the shear is a shear. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that's not a good question. Why is that not a good question? He says, because, yes, as we've been discussing, there is indeed a concept of Rubik Akulai. But even if there's a concept of Rubik Akulai, that doesn't mean you don't have to start with the entire shear. You have to start with the shear. You have to start with the entire proper quorum of Bezdin. You have to start with the reviz of the Kiddush. And then Rubik Akulai tells you that we follow the roif. And actually, the Beis Yosef in Chosh Mishpat Simen Yud Gimel quotes Shaios Rashba Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Dalid. Very important words. The Ein Roiv B'Kamokoyim. When we speak about a roiv, El a roiv Habo Metoicha Klal. You have to have the entire klal, and then you have a roiv. Al roiv Hanifert Min Klal. If you only begin with a roiv, V'donin Aboitzim Latzman, let's say you have to have 23 members of a Bezdin, and you'll start with 13 members. Shaloi Mitach Masim Matin Meklal, you didn't start with all 23 there. Oshleva Mamodim, they weren't there. L'yasa Klum, you have to have a roiv. You have to have the entire group, and then you could say, then you could speak about a roiv. And Rabbi Chanan and the Kibbutz Haaretz uses this concept in another way as well. He says a very beautiful vart, Rabbi Chanan. He says the halacha is that, as we've mentioned a number of times in this year, that for shechita to be a kosher shechita, you have to have roiv of the simen geshafta. If you have to have roiv of the simen geshafta, there's also a halacha mesachta chulin that even if there's a slight puncture in the kana or in the veishet, the animal's treif. So ask Rabbi Chanan, I don't understand. Let's say the animal will have a slight puncture in the veishet. But the rest of the veishet, you shechted. So you shecht it right of the simen. So if you shecht it right of the simen, why is that not good? Shechita of the right of the simen is, as we keep on repeating, kosher, lechatchila, says Rabbi Chanan. Yes, shechita of the right of the simen is enough. But when is shechita of right of the simen enough? When you start with the whole simen. And then the Torah tells us, Ruba Kekula, that even if you shecht it just right of the simen, it's good enough. But if you don't start with a whole simen, hole that has a hole in it, albeit as very small as it may be, then you can't say that it should be a good shechita. Moreover, where the Torah tells us that there has to be a specific shear, of course, there we can't say Roba Kekula. The best raya is the Torah says that you have to have a mikvah of mem saw. So when you have to have a mikvah of mem saw, the Mishnah says, famous Gemara, chasa kurtif, that even if it's missing the smallest amount, the loch is that it's possible. Why is it possible? Because the Torah gave a specific shear. In a place where the Torah gave a specific shear, there we don't say Ruba Kekula. Moreover, Reb Chaim wants to say that the concept of Ruba Kekula is only when it's an external factor playing a role. We're doing a shechita, so roiv of the simen is enough. We're taking a vote in Beis Din, so roiv of the members of Beis Din is enough. But when we're talking about a metzias, you can't say Ruba Kekula. What do I mean to say? Let's say the halacha is that you have to have the tefillin on a certain place on your head. So you'll have to have, and you'll have most of the tefillin in the proper place, but part of the tefillin not in the proper place. Says Reb Chaim, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, because you're only mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, which is a metzias, when the entire metzias is in the place where it's supposed to be. Reb Baruch Ber, in the Birkas Shmuel, in Masechta Yevamos, Siman Chaf Aleph, discusses the following shaila. Let's say you'll have 10 people on a day of Kriyas HaTorah. 6 of them already heard Kriyas HaTorah. Four of them already heard Kriyas HaTorah. And 6 did not hear Kriyas HaTorah. Could I say Ruba Kekula? So he says, what's the shaila based on? He says, the shaila is based on how do we look at the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. If we say that in order for there to be a chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have 10 people that did not hear Kriyas HaTorah, then here you don't have 10 people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. Or is it an obligation of every individual? But every individual has a chiyuv, but there's a din that you can't do Kriyas HaTorah unless you have 10 people. So he says, what is this based on? This question is based on how do we apply the concept of Ruba Kekula by Kriyas HaTorah. If we say that there's only a chiyuv when you have 10 people, so as we said a minute ago, when the Torah says that you need a certain shear, you can't say Ruba Kekula. So the Torah says that in order to be able to lain, you have to have 10 people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. Roiv won't be good enough. But if you say that really the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is on every individual, just as a separate din, that in order to be able to lain, you have to have 10 people, and obviously they have to have each one of them have to have a chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah, then would we be able to say Ruba Kekula? Another question that comes up often you have six people who haven't davened, six, seven people who haven't davened, and you have three, four people who already davened. Could the people who davened be mitzaref for minyan with the people who didn't daven? The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tzadik Sif Kotten Ches paskins that the only way they could daven is that they all daven word by word together. And that will be considered tefillah b'tzibur. The Michas Yitzchak in Chelik Tes Simen Vav, Dei Mekbrocha in Yonai Tefillah Simen Vav, say, we could say Rubik Akula, and there'll be Mekayim Tefillah b'tzibur. The Chazon Ish has a very interesting approach. The Chazon Ish says that by Shachris U'mincha, where we have Baruch Hu, and we have Kedusha, so the Baal Tefillah saying Baruch Hu and them answering, the Baal Tefillah saying Kedusha and them answering has the ability to be mitzaref them together. Ma'ariv, we don't have Kedusha to be mitzaref them together. We don't have that way of being mitzaref them together. On the other hand, the Rambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, Periches Halacha Dalet, says, Ketzad hi Tefillah Atzibur. She echen mispal b'kol rom, v'hakol shoymen. V'einoysen kem b'pachas asara anoshim. But the Rambam now continues. V'afilu im miktsosim hispalu kfar, v'yotzi dei chavosim. Even if some of them have already davened, yichoyim l'hashlim l'asurara. People already davened can be mashlim a minyan. As long, says the Rambam, for who she arrive has sorish lightless bowel. So, it seems that the Rambam is very clear in saying that we could be mitzarif people who didn't daven together with people who did daven. Reb Chaim, however, makes a very interesting observation. He says, the Rambam is speaking about Chazor Seshatz. Again, let's read the words of the Rambam. Shiech mispal b'kol rom v'hakol mishoymim. For that, says the Rambam, that since the entire tefillah is anyway just listening, so you have 10 people listening, it's considered a tefillah b'tzibur. When it comes to tefillah b'lachash, there, says the Rambam, the only thing that could combine them is that each one of us is davening. And if some of us are not davening, then we can't be mitzaref those that did daven with those who didn't daven with those who did daven. And that's what Reb Moshe says as well in the Shas HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Ches, Chav Ches, that we only could apply the concept of Rubik Kekula regarding the Chazor Shesatz. Why? Because there is a din of Tzibur. And by Tzibur we say Rubik Kekula. But by the Tefillah Belachash, every person has to daven. But again, here we see that there's a question if we say Rubik Akula by Tefillah. And the Michas Yitzchak that I quoted says that the Rambam, Posh Pshat the Rambam, seems to clearly indicate that we do say Rubik Akula by Tefillah. And the reason is, it seems, because how do we look at the Tzibur, the 10 people that have to daven? Is it a din that's a din of a Tzibur? And the definition of a tzibur are 10 people that didn't daven, 10 people that have to daven. And as we keep on saying the shir, whenever the Torah says that there's a certain shir, you have to have 40 sa'an mikvah. You can't say rubik kekulay. Or is it that you have every person has his own chiyuv to daven, and since every person has his own chiyuv to daven, but there's a din of tefillah b'tzibur with 10 people, so then you could say Rubik Kekulay.